Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Today we're diving into the world of observability platforms.
Right.
It's a term we hear a lot these days.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we thought, let's take a deep dive, really unpack it for our listeners.
Sounds good.
We're going to be looking at a May 2023 IDC white paper. And, you know, full disclosure, it was sponsored by Cisco, but it's called An Executive Blueprint for an Observability Platform. So,
catchy title.
It's a pretty in-depth report.
Definitely.
And we're hoping to kind of pull out some of the key insights for our listeners.
Yeah, break it down.
So whether you're prepping for a meeting about digital transformation, or maybe you're just curious about this buzzword, observability,
right?
Stick with us.
I think it'll be worth your while.
Yeah.
This deep dive is going to explore what an observability platform actually is, why CEOs are increasingly interested in them, and how they can impact everything.
Yeah.
From customer experience to cybersecurity.
You know, the whole gamut.
The whole nine yards.
So let's start with the basics.
Okay.
You know, what exactly is an observability platform?
Right.
I keep hearing it's more than just monitoring.
It is, yeah.
You know, it's more than just knowing that something's down.
Yeah, it's not just about alerts and dashboards anymore. Yeah. It's about understanding why things are happening and how everything's connected.
Okay, so it's like having a mechanic under the hood.
That's a good analogy.
Instead of just an idiot light on your dashboard.
Exactly.
Yeah, so instead of just getting that alert that something's wrong, you get a deep understanding of the entire system.
Right.
And what's causing the issue.
You get the full context.
Okay.
So you can troubleshoot faster and prevent problems in the future.
Yeah, so how do these platforms work?
Well, they collect massive amounts of real-time data.
Wow.
From across your entire digital infrastructure.
Okay.
We're talking about your network, applications, security, cloud services, even user experience data.
It sounds pretty overwhelming, actually.
It can be, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of data.
That's where the platform part comes in.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about collecting data. It's about making sense of it.
Uh-huh.
So these platforms use advanced analytics to analyze all that data.
Okay.
Identify patterns and anomalies and provide insights that you wouldn't be able to get otherwise.
So it's like having a data scientist on staff.
In a way, yeah.
But instead of having to hire a whole team of data scientists, you have this platform that can do a lot of that heavy lifting for you.
Exactly.
Okay, now I get how that would be useful for IT folks.
Sure.
You know, they can troubleshoot problems faster.
Right.
They can maybe even prevent them from happening in the first place.
Absolutely.
But why should CEOs care about all this data?
Good question.
Is this just an IT issue?
You know, in the past, you might be right.
Okay.
But things have changed. The IDC paper found that 75% of CEOs now believe that understanding their digital infrastructure is absolutely mission critical for their business.
Wow, 75%.
Yeah.
That's a pretty significant number.
It is.
So what's driving this shift?
I think CEOs are realizing that digital transformation is no longer just a nice to have.
Okay.
It's essential for survival.
Okay.
And observability is a key enabler of digital transformation.
Okay.
It provides the visibility and insights they need to make informed decisions about their digital investments and strategy.
So it's not just about keeping the lights on anymore.
No, it's about driving business outcomes.
Okay. So we've got CEOs on board. That's great.
It's a good sign.
But, you know, the cynic in me says, okay, but what's the real bottom line impact here?
Okay, fair enough.
You know, can we quantify the benefits of observability?
We can, actually.
Okay, good.
The report found that nearly half of the companies surveyed said an hour of downtime cost them $250,000 or more.
Wow, $250,000 an hour.
That's the average.
Yeah.
For some companies, it's even higher.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
So CEOs are starting to realize that observability isn't just about keeping the lights on.
Right.
You know, it's about preventing these costly disruptions.
Absolutely.
And, you know, potentially losing customers.
Yeah. And damage to their reputation.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the stick.
Okay.
Right. You know, the cost of downtime.
The potential downside.
But what's the carrot?
Potential upside.
Yeah. What are some of the positive things that observability can help organizations achieve?
Well, one of the biggest benefits is improved customer experience.
Okay.
As I mentioned before, observability platforms can collect data on user experience.
Right.
So you can see how users are interacting with your applications, your website, your products.
Uh-huh.
And you can use that data to identify and fix any issues that are impacting their experience.
Okay, so that's huge.
It is.
I mean, in today's world, customer experience is everything.
It's paramount.
Yeah, and like, you know, I'm sure we've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're trying to use a website or an app.
Uh-huh.
And it's slow.
Right.
Or it's buggy.
Right.
And it's just, it's frustrating.
Yeah, you give up.
And you go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Observability can help prevent those kinds of negative experiences.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
Well, another big benefit is improved security.
Right.
Cybersecurity is a top concern for every organization these days.
Absolutely.
And observability can play a key role in strengthening your security posture.
Okay. How so?
I mean, I get it. I get that we need to be more secure.
Yeah.
But how does observability help with that?
By providing visibility into your systems.
Okay.
You can see what's happening. Detect anomalies that might indicate an attack.
Okay.
And respond more quickly and effectively.
So it's like having a security camera.
That's a good analogy.
But instead of just watching the perimeter, it's watching everything inside as well.
Exactly.
Okay. You can see everything that's going on.
Okay. Now, I have to admit.
Yeah.
When I first heard the term observability platform.
Uh-huh.
It sounded kind of, I don't know, intimidating.
I can understand that.
You know, very technical.
It is a technical topic.
Yeah. But I'm starting to see how this is really about improving business outcomes.
It is.
You know, making companies more efficient, more competitive, and more secure.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about what the technology can enable.
It's about the business value.
Yeah. Okay. So we've established that observability is important.
Right.
And it can have a real impact on the bottom line.
We have.
But how does it actually work in practice?
Great question.
You know, what are some of the key capabilities and benefits of these platforms?
That's what we'll dig into next.
Perfect.
Stay with us.
Yeah, we'll be right back after a quick break.
Sounds good.
We're back and ready to really get into the nuts and bolts of how observability platforms are delivering tangible benefits for businesses.
Right, because we've talked about the why, the big picture.
Exactly.
Now let's look at some specifics.
Yeah.
The IDC paper highlights a bunch of wins, but one that really jumps out is improved IT staff productivity.
Okay, so less time putting out fires.
Yeah, exactly.
More time for strategic stuff.
Right. Think about it. If your IT team isn't constantly chasing down problems, they can focus on initiatives that actually move the needle for the business.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Happy IT teams got to be good for everyone.
Absolutely. Happier teams, better results.
Oh. The report also mentions accelerated digital innovation. How does that fit in?
Well, when you have a clear understanding of your entire digital infrastructure, you can experiment and innovate more confidently.
Okay.
Like, let's say you want to launch a new mobile app or roll out a new cloud-based service.
Okay.
With observability, you can track performance in real time, identify potential issues early on, and make adjustments quickly.
So you're more agile.
Exactly. That agility allows businesses to bring new products and services to market faster.
So it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about like being able to move faster than your competition.
Exactly. And adapt to changing market conditions.
Okay. Now, something we all care about, customer experience. Mm. In today's digital world, a seamless and positive customer experience, that's got to be gold, right?
Absolutely. It's essential.
And how does observability play into that?
It can help organizations pinpoint and resolve issues that impact customer satisfaction.
Like what kinds of issues?
Think slow loading times, website crashes, app glitches.
Oh, yeah.
Those kinds of things.
I've definitely been there.
We all have.
Abandoned many a shopping cart because the website was just taking too long.
Right. And every time that happens, it's a lost opportunity for the business.
Yeah.
Observability can help ensure that customers have a smooth and enjoyable experience.
Makes sense. So smoother experience, more loyal customers, more revenue.
It's all connected.
Now, we talked about the security angle earlier. The white paper really highlights how observability contributes to a stronger cybersecurity posture overall.
Absolutely. And as cyber attacks become more sophisticated, organizations need to be proactive, right?
Yeah.
Observability provides that deep visibility you need to detect suspicious activity early on.
Okay.
And respond quickly before significant damage occurs. It's like having a security guard who can see everything happening in your digital world.
So not just watching the front door.
Not just the perimeter, exactly.
Eyes everywhere.
That comprehensive view is crucial in today's threat landscape.
Okay, so we've talked about some really compelling benefits, but I'm curious about the future of observability. What trends are shaping the field?
That's a great question. The IDC report points to some pretty interesting trends. One that really stands out is the push toward automation.
Okay.
You know, organizations are looking to streamline operations.
Makes sense.
Less manual work, less toil.
Right.
Free up their IT teams to focus on more strategic tasks.
Yeah.
And observability platforms are starting to incorporate more intelligent analytics and automation capabilities to make that happen.
So instead of having to go through mountains of data manually.
Right.
The platform can do some of that heavy lifting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine the platform automatically detecting an anomaly, figuring out the root cause, and even suggesting potential solutions.
Okay, so almost like a self-driving car, but for your digital infrastructure.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Speaking of self-driving, another big trend is the rise of managed services for observability.
Okay.
You know, the report mentions a lot of organizations are turning to managed service providers, MSPs, to help with their observability initiatives.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, a couple of reasons.
Okay.
First, we talked about the skill gap in the market.
Right. Finding qualified people can be tough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
MSPs offer access to a whole pool of experts who really understand these platforms.
So you don't have to build that expertise in-house.
Right, you can tap into it as needed. And second, MSPs can offer a more flexible and cost-effective approach.
Okay, how so?
Well, instead of investing in expensive infrastructure and software licenses,
okay,
organizations can use the MSP's existing resources and pay only for what they need.
Almost like renting a car instead of buying one.
Yeah. Exactly.
You get the benefits without all the hassle and expensive ownership.
Exactly. And it allows organizations to focus on their core competencies and let the experts handle the technical details.
Okay, now data is clearly crucial in observability. But the IDC report uses this interesting term, data advantage. What does that even mean?
It's a great point. In this digital age, data is the new currency.
Okay.
The organizations that can effectively collect, analyze, and actually use their data,
okay,
they're the ones who are going to have a real edge.
So it's not just about having data. It's about knowing what to do with it.
Absolutely. Observability platforms are becoming more than just monitoring tools.
Okay.
They're evolving into powerful data analytics engines that can help organizations unlock hidden insights, optimize performance, make better business decisions.
So it's like having a crystal ball, but for data.
Maybe not a crystal ball, but definitely a powerful tool.
Okay, now let's get real for a minute. We focus on the positives.
Right.
But are there challenges? Are there potential pitfalls?
Of course, implementing and managing an observability platform, it's not always easy.
Okay.
The IDC report highlights a few key challenges.
Okay, like what?
Well, one is just the sheer complexity of modern digital infrastructures.
Okay, yeah.
With cloud computing, mobile devices, the Internet of Things,
uh-huh,
it's a lot to manage.
It's a lot. It is.
Right. Managing all of that complexity can be a daunting task.
Yeah, it's like trying to conduct an orchestra.
Okay.
With musicians scattered all over the world playing different instruments.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
It's about bringing order to that chaos.
Yeah.
That's where a robust observability platform can help. It gives you a unified view of this complex ecosystem and allows those IT teams to see everything in one place.
Okay.
And understand how it all fits together and identify potential issues quickly.
Okay. So what other challenges are out there?
Another one is finding skilled professionals.
Right. We talked about that skill gap.
Exactly. You need people who can implement, manage, and continuously improve these platforms.
And those folks are in high demand.
They are. It's not just about buying the technology. It's about having the right people to make it work effectively.
So finding and retaining those folks is a big challenge.
It is.
Okay, so it sounds like the journey to comprehensive observability is not without its bumps.
That's true, but the rewards are significant. The IDC report also delves into some of those opportunities, like improved customer experiences, a more proactive security approach, and we already touched on increased IT staff productivity and accelerated digital innovation. It really feels like observability is key for organizations that want to thrive in the digital age.
It does, but I also get the sense that we need to approach it strategically.
Absolutely.
Not rush into it blindly.
The report actually cautions against trying to do too much too soon.
Okay, so start small, focus on a few key areas.
Exactly.
And then gradually expand your capabilities over time.
Right. Trying to implement everything at once can be overwhelming.
Okay.
It's important to have a clear roadmap and prioritize based on your specific needs and objectives.
Okay, and what about data quality? I imagine that's got to be a big factor.
Absolutely. The report warns against underestimating the importance of data quality. You know, the old saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
If your platform is fed with bad data, the insights it generates won't be helpful.
So clean, accurate data is essential.
From the start, yes.
Okay. Now, the report also emphasizes the importance of strong leadership and buy-in from across the organization. That makes sense, right?
It's crucial. Implementing an observability platform isn't just about technology.
It's about people.
It's about people and processes. You need strong leaders to champion the initiative, get the resources you need, and help overcome any resistance to change.
And it's not just an IT thing, right?
It's a company-wide effort. You need to engage stakeholders from across the organization.
From IT to the business side.
Exactly. Everyone needs to be on board, understand the value, and be committed to making it work.
So it's a cultural shift.
It is. It's about embracing a data-driven approach to IT management and decision-making.
We've covered a lot of ground today. It's clear observability is complex.
It is.
Incredibly important, though, for all kinds of organizations.
And this IDC white paper is a great resource for anyone who wants to learn more.
Okay.
It gives a comprehensive overview of the trends, challenges, and opportunities in this really fast-evolving field.
Well, I think we've only just scratched the surface. In the final part of this episode, we're going to dig into some of the key takeaways and practical advice from the IDC white paper.
We'll distill the essence of what we've learned and try to provide some actionable insights you can actually use in your own organization.
So stay with us as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of observability platforms. All right, we're back.
Ready to wrap things up.
We've explored the what, the why, the how of observability platforms.
Now let's distill some key takeaways, some practical advice from that IDC white paper.
First and foremost,
observability.
It's a journey.
And a destination.
It's not something you just, you know, install and boom, you're done.
Right. It's not a quick fix.
It's about continuous improvement, constantly refining your approach.
Adapting to new challenges as they come up.
The report suggests a good place to start is with a clear understanding of your organization's needs and goals.
Makes sense.
Right, like what are you actually trying to achieve?
Ask yourself.
What are the biggest pain points you're facing?
When it comes to managing your digital infrastructure.
Because once you have a good understanding of your starting point.
Then you can start to develop a roadmap.
Yeah, and remember, there's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to choosing a platform.
Right, you need to evaluate the different options.
Think about your requirements, your technical capabilities, your budget.
Absolutely.
The report also really stresses the importance of data quality from the outset.
Garbage in, garbage out, right?
Right, so you need to establish those data governance processes.
Make sure your data is accurate, complete, consistent.
Lay that foundation for reliable insights and informed decision making.
It all starts with good data.
And of course, you need a good team.
Yeah.
People with the right skills and expertise.
To implement, manage, continuously improve your platform.
And just as important.
Building a culture of collaboration.
Right. Shared responsibility.
Across different teams.
Observability, it's not just an IT initiative. It's a company-wide effort.
Everyone needs to be involved.
And the report also encourages us to think beyond the technology.
It's bigger than just the tools and platforms.
It's about transforming the way you manage your digital infrastructure.
Breaking down silos, improving collaboration, empowering your teams.
To work smarter, and ultimately to use data to drive better business outcomes.
That's the goal.
So, you know, we've talked a lot about the IDC white paper.
It really is a valuable resource.
For anyone considering or already on their observability journey.
It provides a comprehensive overview of the trends, the challenges, the opportunities.
And it offers practical advice on how to get started, select the right platform, build a successful observability program.
So what does all of this mean for you, our listener?
Well, as businesses rely more and more on their digital infrastructure,
observability is going to become less of a nice to have and more of a necessity.
The organizations that embrace it early will have a real advantage.
In this increasingly complex digital world.
So here's something to think about.
What steps can you take today to explore the potential of observability within your own organization?
Maybe start by assessing your current monitoring capabilities. See where you might have some gaps.
Or reach out to an MSP. Learn about their offerings.
The important thing is to start somewhere.
Take that first step.
And you'll be well on your way to unlocking the power of observability.
And on that note,
we've reached the end of our deep dive.
Hope you found it insightful, engaging.
We encourage you to continue learning and exploring this fascinating field.
Until next time.
Happy observing.